Biblically-centered kids.
Welcome back to the Biblically Centered Kids podcast. Today is Monday, March 4th, 2024. This is Mr. Johnny.
And Miss Danica.
We are continuing our journey of 26 biblical family virtues, all the way from A to Z. Each week, we are going to cover a different virtue that tells us all about God and how to be Christ-like. This week, we're going to be talking about some really fun topics: joy, hope, and grace. Virtue J says, "We joyfully radiate hope because we've experienced God's grace." These virtues are such fun ones to learn about, and they are really, really great ways to show others what it means to be Christ-like.
First, what is grace? Grace is a gift from God. It's His love, kindness, and mercy given to us even when we don't deserve it. Grace is when you get a gift so wonderful, you didn't even have to do anything to earn it. Imagine waking up one morning to find your room filled with balloons and your favorite toys just because.
Whoa!
That's a little like God's grace. God gives us love, forgiveness, and so much more, even though we haven't done anything to earn it.
To help us understand grace better, I'm going to read Ephesians 2:8. "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not yourselves, it is the gift of God." This verse tells us that we are saved not because of anything we did, but because of God's grace. It's a gift that we receive through faith.
What if you're like me and you think God's grace surely can't cover everything you've done? Well, 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.'" Wow! God tells us in the Bible that his grace is enough for us, even when we feel weak or make mistakes or sin.
So back to our virtue, why does it say that we joyfully radiate hope? Because experiencing God's grace fills us with joy and hope. When we know we're loved and forgiven, no matter what, it makes us hopeful about today, tomorrow, and forever with God. And that hope isn't just for keeping inside to ourselves, it's for sharing with everyone around us. Okay, imagine you have a flashlight. When it's really dark, you turn it on, and the light spreads everywhere, right? When we have hope in our heart, it's like we are that flashlight. We can shine bright and spread hope to everyone around us, making their day a little brighter, even when things might be gloomy.
So, when we say we joyfully radiate hope because we've experienced God's grace, it means that because we know how awesome and generous God's love is, we can't help but be super happy and share that happiness and hope with others. It's like when you're so excited about a surprise, you just have to tell someone about it. God's grace is our amazing surprise, and our hope is the story we get to share.
Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." This verse is like saying God's like a never-ending fountain of hope, and when we trust in him, we get filled up with so much hope and happiness that it just spills over and spreads to everyone else.
Every day, God gives us grace. When we're kind to someone who's had a tough day, when we forgive our sibling even if they don't say sorry, or when we help a friend without expecting anything in return, we are showing God's grace. Let's pray. God, thank you for your unending grace. We are so thankful for the joy and hope that it brings to our lives. Help us to spread it to others this week. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Remember, kids, you are never too small to make a big difference. With God's grace in your heart, you can bring hope to your friends, family, and even people you've just met. We can't wait for next time for more exciting virtues and adventures.
Be sure to tell your mom or dad to go to biblicallycentered.com for some free resources to go along with our weekly virtues.
Until then, let's get ready to shine bright and share some hope this week.